the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe, Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, Producer Pork Chop, and you at 833-563-2539. I assume there's some good stories here, and I know from what I hear about the secret life of women,
the secret life of women.
Because I don't know, I'm just a bro, but I've heard that when a man does you wrong, you want to destroy his things. And I want to know, what did you destroy of your exes? Maybe it was just something like a hoodie you didn't like. Maybe it was something you knew was an expensive item or just a lot of sentimental value. And you're like, I'm going to be as evil as I can. 833-563-2539. So, Mackenzie, not to bring up bad memories, but do you have anything, for example, with your story, with your life, of maybe that you destroyed of an ex, or maybe some of your girlfriends, because you were with your guy for a long time.
Yeah, I'm not really, I mean, I totally get how it could be therapeutic, but no, not really. I've had girlfriends, though, do that before. Like, one of my friend's guys cheated on her, and they were engaged, and she burnt her wedding dress.
What?
That she was going to wear.
So she definitely made the decision, okay, full on burn it.
I was like, I feel like you should have sold that because it's very expensive. But she just wanted, like, it was very therapeutic. That was super dramatic. But no, there's been things. I mean, I usually just pass along, like, if I find something, like I found, like, a monogram something or a sweatshirt or something, and I'll put it in a nice little, like, and give it back. I mean, eh. What about you? Did you have ex-girlfriends before Lindsay? I haven't really asked you about your past.
I mean, I've hyped it up to make Lindsay think that I'm a hot commodity and she's lucky to get with this third person talking. But no, I mean, honestly, before Lindsay, the longest I ever dated any girl was 3 months, and that wasn't my choice. They just used me for concert tickets and broke up. So if anything, I was the creeper that held on to stuff. Like, I had a picture of my ex. I'm like, why do I have this picture? Let it go. But 833-563-2539. Maybe guys do this too, because we assume it's women that destroy things that ex, but dudes, did you maybe have something that you're like, no, we're done, or she cheated on me, I'm gonna destroy this item?
This would be a great question for Producer Porkchop, because he has an ex he was with for 7 years. Have you destroyed anything from your past ex or exes before?
I haven't, but he has.
He has?
What did he destroy?
This actually makes sense.
So in Michigan, there's like a lot of lakes. So I was young. I had gotten him like a promise ring. Go ahead, judge.
But I would never judge you.
So, yeah, Liv is, look at Liv. So
Liv's face, though, is not a good look right now. She's judging hard.
That would be a whole other topic of promise rings. Because I have a friend that was offered one, and I was like, no.
So that's what he destroyed. He threw it into the lake. And then I also had bought him an iPad Air for Christmas 1 year, and he pawned it for like 60% of what it was worth.
Wow, I can't believe that relationship didn't work out. Interesting.
Yeah, screw off.
833-563-2539. Ladies, gentlemen, what did you destroy from your ex? Whether it was personal property of theirs or something that just reminded you of them. The reason I brought this story up, and I'm hoping to hear from you, is a woman in Nebraska sparked an apartment fire after burning love letters from her ex in her bedroom. The 19-year-old woman used a butane torch to burn the letters and left some of them on the floor.
She just had a torch.
Yeah, she's like, okay, I got this sitting around. She then went to another room to take a nap. She woke up a short time later to find, hey, my carpet's on fire.
Oops.
Firefighters, thankfully, were able to extinguish the fire within minutes because it, so nobody got hurt real bad. But Mackenzie, it caused almost $5,000 in damage. But she's lucky she didn't kill people.
Right, absolutely. Well, one thing, don't set a fire and then decide to take a snooze. That's not a smart thing. Secondly, I get, though, that writing a lot, that is very therapeutic. So, like, writing something, a letter to your ex or a letter to someone who's hurt you or even a letter to yourself and then burn it or like, you know, you write all the bad things because it's kind of like you free your sense and you're, you know.
Oh, totally. I think it's a great idea. Just like you said, don't let it on fire or do it in a place like a fireplace.
Yes. I mean, it's like letting go of those who have let you go.
Oh, wow. You're so deep. Let's go to Chelsea this morning at 833-563-2539. Hey, Chelsea, thank you for calling in. What did you destroy from your ex?
So my ex had cheated on me, and I destroyed his guitar. I just completely smashed it into pieces.
How did that feel, girl?
It felt so good.
Now, did that guitar mean a lot to him?
I'm sorry?
Did that guitar have a lot of meaning to him?
He's been playing guitar for years, and he had quite a few, but he had left one, so I found it, and gave it back to him, actually.
For a split second,
in a trash bag.
Did you think about, maybe I'll give this back to him or send it to him, or then you overruled that, or were you like, I'm definitely destroying this?
Oh, it was no thought. It was gone.
There you go.
Wow, Chelsea, all right. Do not mess with her. She's like Carrie Underwood over here. Anonymous, hey, thank you for calling in at 833-563-2539. Did you destroy something?
No, actually, I had been dating my boyfriend for a few months, and I broke it off with him because it was long distance. I didn't like him very much. But then a month later, he sent me a package with all the stuff I had gotten him and said, please destroy this. Like, it's too hard for me. I need you to destroy it for me.
Interesting.
Okay, so tell me you didn't destroy it. You just pawned it, right? You make that money?
Oh, no. I walked straight to the trash chute and threw it out. There was nothing valuable, so I threw it out.
I wonder, though, if he's kind of trying to get your attention. I mean, because he could have just left it.
He could
on
have thrown it out
corner.
Himself. Yeah,
exactly.
Or he could have donated it to Goodwill.
Like, a lot of exes are sneaky in that way. They want you to think of them.
How many things are at Goodwill that are just like exes material? You're like, burn it, burn it. Let's go to Lindy this morning. Hey, Lindy, what happened with your ex and trying to get rid of something?
Yeah, well, it wasn't me, but it was him. And he attempted to break open and destroy the ashes of my mother.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
I wouldn't come out of the apartment after domestic abuse from him, and that was his bargaining.
So he had psychological issues, obviously.
He's a narcissist, so that makes sense. When everybody says that, I mean, I feel like they do this. And then he also burned our marriage certificate, like the girl, on the carpet in our apartment.
Wow.
And I was sued for $5,000 in damages for him setting the carpet on fire.
That's really insane. Glad you got out of this tumultuous relationship. Thank you so much. Our boss, Dustin, was reminding me. Remember Lisa Left Eye Lopez?
Yeah.
DLC, she burned down her ex's house.
Yeah, that mansion. You want to watch a fun news clip? It's like, damn, your mansion's on fire.
Don't mess with her.
No kidding. And how insane do you have to be? Like, well, you're not going to hurt the ashes. They're already kind of burnt up. But like, you're like, I'm going to burn your mom's ashes. Like,
that is psycho. That is sick.
All right, let's go to Lindsay. This better not be my wife. Hey, Lindsay.
She's burning yourself right now, Joe.
This isn't my Lindsay, is it?
So what I did was I took my boyfriend's ex-boyfriend's bag of clothes and put motor oil, ketchup, cooking oil, and even had my kids helping me put stuff in the bag. And we shook it up and set it outside in the rain because he decided he wanted to leave and not tell us nothing.
Oh, wow. So you had a part of that with her own daddy's clothing?
No, it wasn't their daddy. Oh. It was just my ex-boyfriend.
Oh, okay. I'm like, dang, you're really hitting them where it hurts. Either way, that still stinks, though. Wow, what if that magically just made his clothes clean? You're like, oh, I love that mixture you did. It really got the whites white and the colors colorful.
So if something went awry with you, heaven forbid, Joe, what would you do with all of, like, Lindsay's stuff?
Oh, I would...
You would give it back. I can't see you being...
No,
no.
I would...
No, no.
It's weird. Like, I'm obviously very anxious and I get very angry. Like, I don't hit people, but, like, I have to work on this. Lindsay freaks out, like, because I want to punch things, like a wall or hit something or squeeze something just to, like, get rid of that negative energy. So I don't think I would, like, burn something sentimental of Lindsay's because she has a lot of family stuff, but I might, like, break something. Like, oh, there goes your wine glass on the floor. That would be devastating to Lindsay. Not a wine glass.
There's your wine glass. Aw.
Line one is kind of sad. I don't know if we want to wrap up with that.
It's your call. You're the producer of the show.
Go ahead, Stephanie.
All right, Stephanie, I hear you've got probably the saddest one of all. So let's cry.
Okay. So I have a friend, and she was dating a guy. He left her for another girl, and for work he goes out of the country. So he left for about, I think, 2 weeks or so, and the new girlfriend didn't like that, so she didn't feed the dog for about a week and a half, and the dog ended up dying.
Oh my God! Pork chop, why are you putting this?
That is awful.
Oh my God,
that is so sad and disgusting.
Yeah, that's
not mad at you, Stephanie. It's just like, oh my, how could you do that?
Like, yeah, that's terrible.
What a despicable person.
Gosh. Karma.
There's literal evil people.
Stephanie, thank you for calling. All right, pork chop for now on.
Now we're going to go cry in the corner.
Yeah, no kidding. I don't even want to do dummy of the day now.
I don't know. You asked what someone destroyed.
He did give us a forewarning.
I didn't say what animal did you kill. All right, well, if you got any other crazy stories, will you DM us Radio Now AM Show? I honestly, like, Mackenzie, can you make me happy?
Here's a tissue.